This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have identified a teen suspect in connection with the shooting death of a 15-year-old Upper Darby boy on a SEPTA bus over the weekend. KYW's John McDevitt reports police are asking for the public's help in locating that suspect.
Philadelphia police are looking for 17-year-old Zakai Davis. His last known address has not been disclosed. He is described as being approximately 5'7" tall and 140 pounds. Police say a group of about five or six juveniles were aboard the number 40 SEPTA bus in West Philadelphia Saturday afternoon when a physical fight broke out. Authorities say the bus driver stopped the vehicle 40th and Girard, and the juveniles jumped off the bus using the back door. It was at that point, police say, someone fired a shot into the bus, hitting 15-year-old Zakir Whitfield from Upper Darby in the chest. Police transported Whitfield to an area hospital where he died a short time later. There have been no arrests in this case at this time. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Zakai Davis is asked to contact homicide detectives at 215-686-3334. A $20,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Mount Laurel, New Jersey woman who had already been charged with abusing two children now faces accusations of mistreating four more kids. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
Officials in Burlington County say Danielle Ingram from Mount Laurel abused six children total whom she was caring for in her home. The latest accusations apply to three infants who are 5, 7, and 10 months old and a 13-month-old toddler. Investigators say Ingram caused injuries to the 5-month-old's head, eyes, and wrist that required hospitalization. She's also accused of shaking the 7-month-old, hurting the 10-month-old's cheek, and causing visible injuries to the face and back of the 13-month-old. Ingram was first arrested earlier this month after an infant was taken to a pediatrician for treatment of a bruised eye upon being picked up from her residence. Authorities accuse Ingram of slapping that infant and another toddler she had been caring for. She's charged with 6 counts each of endangering the welfare of a child and cruelty to a child under her care. Ingram surrendered to authorities and was released after her first appearance in Superior Court. The case is being prepared to be presented to a grand jury for possible indictment. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Opposition to Mayor Sherrell Parker's tax proposal emerged as Philadelphia City Council continued budget hearings for a second day. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The proposal to cut business taxes as a job growth strategy has been controversial since it was proposed by the Tax Reform Commission last month. But another part of Mayor Parker's tax package that drew scrutiny was her proposal to eliminate the exemption to the business tax for the first $100,000 in sales. Finance Director Rob Dubo testified the city is likely to lose a court challenge to the exemption and feared having to pay the money back.
In the worst case scenario, the whole BERT would be declared not an enforceable tax.
Councilmember Rue Landau was unconvinced.
I'm concerned with this notion that we are absolutely, definitely going to lose this lawsuit. I'm one that wants to take the chance and go fight it.
She's not alone. Minority council members are proposing legislation to double the exemption rather than eliminate it. That idea was endorsed during public testimony by public interest lawyer John Stein.
The city should not be prematurely throwing in the towel when the state Supreme Court has not ruled on this.
Eliminating that exemption could turn out to be one of the toughest fights in this budget. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philly portal will reopen at Love Park Friday morning after a series of vandalisms forced officials to shut it down. KYW's Connor Barkon tells us we should find out where the portal will be relocated next week.
Organizers are remaining tight-lipped about where the new portal's home will be, but insisted it is not leaving the city.
The Philadelphia portal will remain in Philadelphia for the next 2 years at a minimum.
Director of Portals Joseph Callahan says there's some level of security at all locations, and the attraction is a form of surveillance video.
The portal is protected by the people, by the nature of the fact that it's a window between cities, and if anyone approaches it, the other city can see them. So it has its natural defense system of the other side of the world.
Callahan says the new location will be very close to Center City and teased more information to come next week. There are three locations being considered. All of them are accessible to the public, and officials aren't ruling out moving the attraction indoors. In University City, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.